If you will, look with me in your Bibles in Acts chapter 4. We'll come back to this portion that I had prepared for last time, and obviously it's the Lord's purpose that we'd be looking at it now together, not last week. And we never know why the Lord brings these delays, but it may well be that in His purpose we were not as well prepared in our minds and hearts to hear it last week, but now will be. We never know. He prepares the soil. He sows the seed, and we look to Him. So if you would read Acts chapter 4, and my text is going to be taken from verses 1 through 4. For this study, I want us to consider the offense of the gospel. Why is the gospel such an offense to natural minded people? In the initial chapters here in the book of Acts, 1 through 3, we've seen a history that the Lord, by His Spirit, directed Luke, the physician, to write, but in it, there is such power, if you will, and wonderment in seeing how the Lord, by pouring out His Spirit, caused so many to hear the gospel. As we saw already in Acts 3, there were thousands. Well, in fact, in verse 4 of this chapter that we just read, just the number of men was about 5,000. So that means that there were other women and perhaps even some younger teens or adults that may have been here, but they're counted by men because men are the representative heads of the family. That's the way it used to be. In our society, these things are changing now where a man and a woman are considered to be partners, but in Scripture, the man is the head of the household, so that's how we see it written there. But the Lord was blessing. He was causing those to hear that He purposed to save. But now as we get into chapter 4, and I would say throughout the rest of the book of Acts, we are going to see how the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, where God is pleased to spread it and cause it to be preached in the world, there's going to be opposition if it is the true gospel. And where does the opposition derive? Well, you can see here in verse 1 of Acts 4, it's among religious leaders. And we may not get much further than verses 1 and 2 today because I want to really take a look at this with you, but it says, as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the, or it says, and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people. And then it says, and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. I know people today get all excited about what they call the work of God. And I know from here in the United States, there are people dedicating their lives to God and going overseas and spending their lives in serving these different mission organizations and preacher schools and all this thing done in the name of God. And yet, and it looks good, until you begin to preach, even as it says here, through Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. What that is speaking of is his death. You can't have a resurrection without a death. So to preach Christ and him crucified, and when it says resurrection from the dead, speaking there of the work accomplished, because remember in Romans chapter 4, in verse 25, it says he was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. In other words, when he was raised from the dead, justification was accomplished. It was completed. All that's necessary for God to justify sinners was accomplished through the work of Christ. And that is the one point of offense, because works religion likes to have a part in it. They like to say, well, yeah, Christ did his part, but we do ours too. And herein is the offense then of the gospel. It has to do with the person of Christ and his work being all of God's salvation to the exclusion of anything in man. That's what gets them upset.
Yes,
Okay, the sound went down a little bit, but I think you're hearing me okay.
Yes, I hear you quite well.
Excellent. All right, so that's what we find. We can expect that if the gospel is preached, where the Lord even enables us in our day, whether it's there in Africa or here in the United States, where the gospel is preached, there's going to be opposition. And when I talk about the gospel being preached, I'm talking about from Scripture that Christ is salvation, that God himself, by his grace from eternity, purposed to save sinners and gave them to his Son, and he redeemed them and justified them there at Calvary, and he then is all the salvation of his people. That's why people get upset, religious people, because they want something to do with their salvation. They want to have a part in it, but that is not the salvation of God. Now, what's called Christendom today, or Christianity, is so far removed from what the scriptures call Christianity. There are many things today being done in the name of the Lord, of the Lord Jesus Christ that are not God's work. In fact, this is why we have to be very discerning even in who we associate with. Because a lot of people today like to call themselves Christian and call it a Christian ministry. And yet the word Christian is, you can see in the word, it begins with the word Christ. It is one who, the word Christ means anointed one. And so to be a Christian is to be an anointed one in Christ. And that is only by God's grace, by his electing, choosing those that he purposed to save. We were anointed in him in eternity, but also in his death, in his representation there at the cross, like a high priest going in before God in the holiest of holies, bearing the names of the people that the high priest represented on that breastplate. That priest was anointed, and that oil flowing down from his head onto the breastplate was the anointing of the people. People like to talk about being anointed today, but it's being in Christ. It's having his blood and righteousness is all of our salvation before God. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's what sounds strange to people's ears today, because they profess a Christ, a little C-H-R-I-S-T, and yet it's not the Christ of Scripture. So we need to be careful.
Christ. ogwiriza na watundu. Sina kama ni Kristo ni mtu wina, Kristo sio ni mtu wina. Iweyo ni wa Kristo Yesu, iwe ni Kristo wa Kristo Yesu. Ndiye chifuacha hichi, chimesi mabangila chona kuti, afu, amene amafuna kala mziko la chikristo. Chumele chili kwa mziko la mani, amafuna kutenga chikristo mgari. Beto, kumasa ama chitenga chikristo chichangazi miyako, kapena kuti kungo kama na libumbe chani, kuti ifewe ni fanta chikristo, ifepingo wa chikristo. Pamene utenga wako ino, wa Yesu Kristo monga mene uro kena maremba, umene uone kena kuna kuti iya na kwa mziko la mani, ni wana kwa mziko la mani, na kwa kukafa, mwala imirila antu wake, amene ije, anamwela kukafera. Ndiku wakulumosa, ndiku wala ndita, kumkwio, waimfa, nakana wa moyo osati. Nde, amene ama kurubila Yesu Kristu mwende roa, ama chula usokwa mbili, muna ulinda Kristu mwonga mela, akoza kuna nene. Kumabali msena wa kukuru, jifakile kende kwa Samaritan, wani, nindani amene jene kwa jena nao, ndipo jene kwa jena nao, basi kwa jona kuti, alindiji kurubilo jotani.
So, this is where I want us to focus our attention today in verses 1 and 2. Who were these priests? Who is this that calls himself the captain of the temple? And who are these Sadducees that came upon them? See, people like titles. You know that in your former religion, Brother James. Everybody has to have a title. Bishop this and apostle that, reverend. These are all titles that men, they adore and revere. You remember when I was there preaching last time and I don't know whether it was Foster or who had all those people sitting up behind me on the platform while I was trying to preach.
Yeah.
You remember the first thing I did was get them to move down with everybody else. We're not there to exalt men, but to exalt Christ.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Anjua mwagoda bishop, referend, maswala soko wachuka kuna watu apostle, light referend, kuna watu mpaka nafika kwa father. Mama uche nwaseo maudindo sewa na hama akonda kukana hao. Mungumbu kina kunolomu, una kuti, ngake na hindi meneta za mwela kumalabi hivyo. Kuna, kaya, tukumbu kina kakuna kuchakua posi za kuchakua nilanzi. Kone, ata mwela, mzala ligira, alikuika mipando kusokolo ya kula kulu. Mipandemene ya ngane kukumaso. Nde, nda jilu panga chote, unale mipandemene fumeka kusokoroi. Ijote, nimene yi, antwosa kaleo. Nde, sisi makala, mkachisi, waletu mchalichi, kusamala maudindo, awa, nusifaja mala mena makala. Mchalichi, mwini wage udindo wa uguru, mene ulivo, na mwe wa Yesu Kristu, ye kabasi.
Now, knowing what we know now, in reality, because of Christ and his finished work at Calvary, none of these men and their position should have even had any further significance, because the scriptures tell us that when Christ came to this earth and fulfilled all of scripture in his life and death, that means then that as far as these priests were concerned, and as far as even having a captain of the temple, none of that should have continued. All of that should have stopped after Christ raised from the dead. But this shows their arrogance. This shows their rebellion in that they continued, because what does a priest do? A priest offers sacrifices. After the death of Christ, there was not to be any more sacrifice. There is no other sacrifice than his. And yet these persisted to preserve and continue to propagate their traditions, even though God himself had not approved it. And that's what can be said about religion today. Men preserve their traditions. They continue to do those things that they've been taught in opposition to what the scriptures have to teach concerning Christ and what he accomplished.
Antu ya wazo maudindosa menili ya mtila wana hawa.
Now, before we are too hard on religion and on these men, let's remember the pit from which God, by His grace, has drawn us. Because I say to my shame that in former religion, even what was called Christianity, so I thought at the time, I'd made my profession of Christ, yet I was caught up with the same thing of titles and positions and honor from men and did not seek the honor of God. Could not, because Christ was yet hidden from me. I had a profession of a Christ, but in my darkened mind and estate, I didn't know the Christ. There's a difference. It takes the Spirit to reveal Him.
Kuma chimechima mangita chona kuti pamene udindo ucha umakupatsa ulemu umakhala munthu amene kuti Yesu Kristu amene umamupembedza ucha amakhala Yesu Kristu wamngono pamoyo wako chifukwa chote kuti udindo wako umakhala kukula mphamvu zako zikukula kupezeka kwa iwe pa zinthu za Mulungu umakhala kukulu Yesu Kristu ucha amakhala akucheza iweyo kukulabe mpana pamene unaona kuti pabwera pambuluso kuona Kristu wammalepa.
Today we have these groups that want to get back to the apostolic church. They want to have the same thing today, they say, as back in the first century. They want God to bless, so they put that title on their church, the apostolic church. Well, I'll tell you, the apostolic church stands in opposition to all works religion. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is founded on Him alone and on the message of the apostles. And so many today that take that title do so wrongly because it doesn't in any way resemble what the apostolic church was like. The apostolic church was one that was persecuted. The apostolic church was one that stood against man's religion, so-called free will religion, works religion. There's a divide, even as we read here in Acts 4 and verse 1. There were these faithful servants of the Lord, His apostles, that spake to the people. That's what we do. We're not interested in trying to convert religious leaders, but speak to the people, those that the Lord brings. But there's going to be opposition from religious people, whatever title you give them, pastor, bishop, priest, captain, whatever denomination. There were Sadducees, there were Pharisees, there were Epicureans, there were philosophers. Those are all man-made titles. But there's a divide, even as you see here in verse 1, the people versus these. And they, in verse 2, being grieved that they taught the people. You know, the persecution of our Lord Jesus Christ and his crucifixion, it wasn't plotted in the streets. It was plotted in the synagogues, that those places where people met for worship. And it's the same today. You'll find it there that the greatest opposition is going to come from religious organizations, from missionary organizations, from established religion. And the Lord is so purposed. But what we face today, our Lord himself endured. If you look in John chapter 5, because the gospel is opposed by self-righteous religionists. But the thing is, we're all self-righteous by nature. That's our sin that condemns us. We think that there's some good in us until it pleases God to reveal Christ in us. Such was our profession. So we can't just blame the leaders. That leaders have people that follow them because they're of like mind. And the reason these big organizations are so popular is because the preachers are saying things that the people like to hear. They like to be flattered. People like to be told they're somebody. They like to be told that their work counts or matters before a holy God, but it doesn't. See, therein is the offense, because the only work that God the Father ever has approved and accepted is that of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, period.
Pali chikanizive china chake chimene amaganiza kuti mwai yeyo uinoko ulimonditu. Sikuti pali muntu amena kichose chamkali manga njoi vayo. Mwai yeyo chamwana kuti aineyo ndinindu uinoko mwai yeyo ndipi. Nge, imene imachero kuti self-righteous. Kuti wona weka kuti indi dae. Mwene wa uinoko, zili panana kipena, kimonga pena. Kama kukusa kuna kuhipari, kukipari wa sikuti mati. Kato, kani mati kwa sikula vijia. We don't know what is
I dare say, Brother James, that those who have separated themselves from you there in Malawi, ever since the Lord has taught you the gospel, they have gone back to their former religion. They came out for a while, they listened, they observed, but when they realized that this is not a message that exalts man and man's works or will, they went back. They never did hear. That's why they went back. They never were the Lord's. And unless Christ has redeemed them, they'll live and die in their religion, even calling it Christianity or whatever you want to. But it's still a condemnation. It's a blindness unless the Lord is pleased to grant eyes to see. Now, in John 5, where I asked you to turn a little while ago, beginning with verse 38, we see our Lord condemning such as these. They were honored among men. And I know even today, people will say, oh, but you better be careful. You can't talk about that man that way because he's a man of God. Well, I'll tell you what, if he's not preaching the Christ of Scripture, he is not a man of God, and he is to be renounced. You see? You see, these that Christ is addressing here are opposing him and his authority. In verse 23, Christ already said that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. A lot of people today call God their Father who do not honor the Son, and therein they prove that they are still unregenerate, because Christ said there in verse 23, he that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which has sent him. There's no way that any but call God their Father who do not believe in, rest in, trust in the Christ of Scripture is the Son of God. You see the honor that Christ speaks of himself in verse 26 and 27. This is the Christ of Scripture, sovereign in all things. For as the Father hath life in himself, verse 26, John 5, so he, the Father, hath given to the Son to have life in himself. In other words, as the Father is, so is the Son. And look at here, given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. See, as they looked on that man in the flesh, they said, how can he be God? That there is an offense to many. And yet God became flesh in his Son. And it was necessary because God can't die. It took a man to die, but man by himself cannot satisfy God. So the God-man, the whole mystery of godliness is vital to the salvation of Scripture, who he is and what he accomplished when he came. All of that's to his glory and honor alone. The first thing that I listened for, and again, God has to give you ears to hear. Before, I did not have this discernment because I didn't have the Spirit in me. But now, as the Lord has taught me, when someone comes in the name of Christ, it could be a preacher, it could be a witness somewhere, someone you encounter in the marketplace, but and they begin to speak of Christ. I listen to see if the Christ of whom they speak resembles in any way the Christ of Scripture. It's like you, Brother James. There are a lot of people in the world called James. And so if someone comes to me and says, you know James from Malawi? Well, you got my ears. I said, well, I know a James in Malawi, but why do you ask? And they tell me that this James in Malawi is running for government. He's a public official and he's corrupt. And yet he continues to be reelected every year in that position. I'm thinking, okay, that's not the James that I know, because the James I know is a family man. He preaches the gospel. The Lord separated him out and he's not involved in politics. So that's what we have to do. When people come speaking of Christ, well, let me listen and see if he's speaking of the Christ. Because there is a Christ who is a little Jesus in men's hands, and he's like a politician. He's running around trying to get elected. He's trying to get people to follow him, and alas, they don't, and so he gets mad and has to cast them into hell. That's the Jesus of religion, but that's not the Christ of the Bible.
Ndimwazi mwaziso mene niwe nile lotinga mbezele atu akapala kula za Yesu.
I will tell you that the message that we have to preach is so distinct and so different from what people in so-called Christian congregations today are hearing, God in the flesh, and they would ask him by what authority he preached what he did, or he did what he did. By what authority? Can you imagine? What rebellion to so question the God of the universe made flesh, and yet that shows just how depraved and blind they were. But people are going to ask the same thing of you, Brother James. They asked that of me. By what authority do you preach this message? Where did you learn this? Who sent you? They want to see some certificate somewhere. What school? What denomination? What organization? And when you tell them,
yes,
I represent Christ alone, you're going to find the same sort of opposition.
But it did too, and for me, Avakada,
they accused our Lord of being outside of religion, and he was. But in verse 37 of John 5, he wasn't alone. He said, the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. And then he says to them, ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. Now imagine, our Lord is saying this to people who profess to, and they profess to know God and do it with arrogance, but they don't know God if they don't know his Son, if the Son has not yet been pleased to reveal himself in them. They're just as blind, ignorant, and dumb as any idolater in the world.
Amen.
How many people today are like these religious leaders in Christ's day in verse 37 who say they've heard God's voice? They even say that they saw him in a vision. And yet, God has purposed only one way to reveal himself. God is spirit. You can't see him with natural eyes. But the only way that God has ever revealed himself is in the person of his son. And it's not a physical image. It's by his spirit revealing him in the heart. And that's why the Lord says here in verse 37, ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. Anything you say you heard and you saw that is not in line with Christ as he's set forth here in the scripture is a delusion. It's a figment of men's imagination. They're deluded in their blindness.
Afalis nasadu awona kuti verse 37 munongoni chidene umboni yo iyeyo wandichidina ina umboni simudamba simunamba mau ache konse kapena maonekedwe ake simunaona ngakrema na kuti mudamba mau mudamba mau ndamba mau ndamba mau simunamve kwenu mau wao kumaso mamati anone ina wai ninaona mbuye naona makuti simunaona ndiyo ya mulungu waonekedwa kwa ine umenu simunaona.
And again, before we get too boastful ourselves, Brother James, and I'm including myself, think about how many meetings in the name of God that we have been involved with in former religion where somebody has stood up, or maybe we have even, and said, well, the Lord spoke to me, or God led me and caused me to do such and such, and we prophesied, if you will, we spoke on behalf of God and yet knew not his son. We're blasphemers. That's why Paul said it, who was a blasphemer, because we were lying on God. Now, were we sincere? Yes, but we were sincerely wrong until it pleased God to reveal Christ in us. That's why this is so vital. That's why now it matters. We don't just accept that someone says, well, I'm here today to deliver a message to you from God. And let me speak to you about God. And yet, everything that comes out of their mouth is contrary to the glory of Christ. We ought to run out of such meetings. We ought to block our ears and run. That we can't endure such things because it has to do with the honor of Christ.
Come in, so to speak. Give up my son to talk with him.
See, in verse 38 of John 5, you know, these have the word. It's like a man stand up there and says, turn in your Bible to such and such a passage. They hold the word in their hands. Remember, Christ is talking to the scribes and the Pharisees here and the Sadducees that meticulously, carefully translated or made copies of the word. They didn't have printing presses back then. So even there, in their ignorance, God was so directing that the copies of the word that they made were exact. That's why we have the word today, the translation. But look what he says in verse 38. Ye have not his word abiding in you. There's a lot of people today that have memorized the Bible and can quote it, but they don't have God's word in them. Because if you want to, next to that word, his word in your Bible, you can put Christ. Who is God's word? It is Christ. What is this written word about? It's Christ. It's his story. And there's the problem. They have the word in their hand. They have the word in their mind. They have the word on their lips. But they have not this word abiding in them. Because it says, for whom he has sent, him ye believe not. You don't even believe, you say you believe the Bible's God's word, but you don't believe the God of the Bible. You don't believe his testimony that he's given of his son. If you did, you'd bow to him, but you don't. You continue to uphold your traditions. So again here, we're looking at the offense of the gospel. These very same in Acts 4 that came and laid hands on the apostles to put them in prison because they were grieved that they taught the people and preached the Lord Jesus Christ. These same were the ones who opposed Christ when he was on the earth. And they're the same that oppose us today. And yet our confidence is that, as Christ said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against
me.
amene akusunza kuthenga kumene umalalikimba pamene Yesu Kristu mwenye wake anafuna mawu ndidzamanga mpingo wanga ndipo makomo ako ifa sadza kulanga mpingo amenewo ndiye kuthenga kumene umalalikimba pamene iwo anasusana nawo ndipo adabwera nawathira manja kuamanga anthu amene amalalikira kuthenga wa Yesu Kristu amene iwo adafunikana kufunira.
You see in verse 39, they were zealous for their work. And this is what confounds people, because these people in religion are zealous. They're out going door to door. They're handing out Bibles. They're feeding the hungry. They're trying to heal the sick. They're doing all these things. And yet the Lord says, search the scriptures. Now that we're to do. I thank God wherever the word is read, because God uses his word. But he says, in them you think you have eternal life. He's speaking about those that today carry a Bible. And they think that they have eternal life because they've got a Bible. Or they read the scriptures. But he says what? They are they which testify of me. If there's one thing that I would want people to say of me and my preaching, it would be that every time he opens the word and reads the scriptures and opens his mouth to preach, he's pointing needy sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my prayer. It's not about me. It's not about history, Bible history, culture, customs, all these prophecies, end times, witnessing, morals, all these things you hear preached, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Word. Now here in verse 40, it gets to the heart of the matter. Why is it that men and women do not believe on the Christ of Scripture? It says, you will not come to me that you might have life. Why won't they come to him that they might have life? Because they think they already have life. How many times when you preach the gospel, someone's ears perk up, and what do? They run back to their former profession, their false profession. They say, well, I truly believe I became a child of God back there when I was 6 or 7 years old, and I made my decision, so I'm good. They run for refuge to their profession and will not come to Christ. I'll tell you, if the Lord ever reveals Christ in you, you will renounce everything as dead works in that former religion. Like Paul said, that he considered it all as dung. That means cow manure. That's how he defines his works religion. Go out there and find some cow manure and put your nose in it. That's what he calls it. Works religion. For what? The excellency of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where I stand. And that's where you stand. If the Lord's taught you, you can't go back. All that back there is just vomit.
Chifake chana tambe disafuna kudzakwa Yesu. Akuyankha vanavi ndipo simufuna kudzakwa ine.
kuti mukhale nawo moyo. Simufuna kuti mudziwa ine kuti mukhale nawo moyo. Ngakhale kuti analiyotheka wakhona chipa chingati chani, kuti athamula aliyotheka wakhona omwe kulandikira kumuroho. Pakutsepeza kuti atathanthu umotheka wakhona uja, amanyamuka ndikubwera muchipembedzo chawo. Amanyamuka ndikuyambasa ntchito za muchipembedzo chawo chomwechiti. Pamene munthu amene wakhumbira kuthenga wabwino, akawumba utheka wabwino, amataya chilichonse chimene chidachidziwa iye kuchipembedzo cha ntchito. Monga pakulala kuti zonse zimene zidandipindulire iveyo kale ndinasiya zasapadzano zonuka. Zinthu zokuti ndikamazi ndikamadutsa konso ndimagwira pamvuno chifanira kuti zinthu zonse zikunuka. Ndikamadutsa mala amenewo ndimagwira pamvuno chifukwa zimafika kwa ine. Koma zinthu zati zanga zomwezi zimene ine ndinazikonda zimene ine zidandipindulira. Koma ndikamadutsa kwa kulandira nthawi imene Mulungu adatsekula maso anga ndikuona chipulumutso chimene chidalankhulidwa ndi Yesu ndikuchitidwa ndi iye mkulu wapatulika. Ndikamaziona zimene ndinazi kuthula zija ndimadutsa maloho omwewo ndinagwira pamvuno chifukwa zimakhala zikunuka. Ndichizindikwa choyambira chodziwitsa kuna kuti pagona kusiyana kwakukulu pakati pa ntchito za kuthupi zimene udazigwira mchipembedzo chakale kuyerekeza ndi mmene wagwira chipulumutso chimene Khristu wakumbuluka pa iweyo pa moyo wako.
Now here in verse 40, as I said, it cuts to the heart of the matter, because what is the message that is being preached today in the name of Christ? It's man's free will. They're being told. People are being told, you will, you can if you will. If you will, you can.
Yeah.
Christ said, you will not. That's the state of man in his rebellion. In fact, in John 6, in verse 44, again, he makes it clear, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. Right there is a line of distinction between the Jesus, little J-E-S-U-S, it's being preached that you can if you will. You will if you can. Versus what Christ says, no, you can't. You won't. Unless it be given you of the Father. You want to get people mad, tell them they can't.
Uthenga wabuna pa vesi 40 yako. Vesi 40 pamene mukuona uthenga umene anthu ambiri akundika nawo pa dziko lapansi. Koma mukayangʼana vesi 40 ndipo simufuna kudza kwa ine kuti mungakhale nawo moyo wosatha. Pamene uthenga wabuna wa anthu antchito amene akuti mukhoza lero ngati mukufuna. Lero ngati mukufuna dziwa kale. Pamene Yesu Khristu akuti chani? Simufuna. Aha. Simufuna kudza kwa ine. Pamene mukayangʼana vesi 40 ikutanthauza kuna kuti nchosatheka kuchokera kofuna kwa munthu yani kuti munthu adze kwa iye. Chifukwa 6 verse 44 chibuku lomwere ali kulibe mmodzi amene akhoza kudza kwa ine koma ngati atati woti amuka iye ndipo ine ndidzamukiza iye tsiku lomaliza. So pamene anthu ali pa ntchito yomangana anena kuna kuti ngati mungafa ngati mungalelola ndi tsiku lako ngati mudafuna mphozo pulumutsidwa Yesu Khristu akuti sizingathe kuti mukulumutsire pokhapokhapo atati atafuna ndikukokani kuti mukulumutsire. Ndiye Yesu amati sizingatheke kuti mutero akakuti zikhozotheka kangali pa chikhozo chachikulu pakati pa alaliri amene akuti ngati mutafuna mukhoza. Yesu amati ngakhale kuti simukufuna simungakhoze chifukwa kuti mposatheka pamatengera atati. Ndiye Yesu akulamula kuti mposatheka popanda atati pakati kuti ndizotheka ngati mukufuna.
I heard the story one time of a man who was lying sick and dying in the hospital, and one of these preachers came around and he was trying to evangelized, so-called. He was trying to witness to this man who had been hardened all his life. And so the preacher was talking to him about how God loved him and wanted to save him. But ultimately, unless he, the man, accepted Jesus as his savior, then God would have to throw him into hell. That God would be angry and cast him away. And so he told the man, he said, this decision is yours. God's waiting on you to make a decision. But if you don't believe on Jesus, then he's going to throw you into hell. And the man said, oh no, he won't. And it shocked the preacher. He said, how can you say that? And he said, well, if the power is in my hand, either to accept him or not, when it comes that time for him to cast me into hell, I'm just going to tell him, no, you won't. If I have the power to be saved by this little Jesus you're preaching, then I have the power also to tell him no. And that man was saying the truth. If that's the way that God is, then man can, if he can tell him no now, he'll be able to tell that God no in the day of judgment. That's not the God of Scripture.
Zikuoneka kuti moyo wako kupita kumapeto. Koma ndikuuze kuna kuti lerolo kuoneka kuti ndithu upereke moyo wako kukhulupirira Yesu kuti akupulumutse. Ngakuti pandopereka moyo wako kwa Ambuye Yesu, iweyo sungakapulumuke, akakuponya kumoto ukakhala kuyaka kumene kujamo, kukalangika. Nje munthu chadayala kuti ineyo ngati nditafa wapanda kulandira Yesu panopa amene mukunena ndiye. Ndechindikire chani akuti akakuti aya kumene kujamo. I didn't get a
Again, pointing at the heart of the matter, the reason men and women don't come to him is because, as we saw in verse 38, ye have not his word abiding in you. But look at verse 42. I know you. See, Christ knows those that are his, but he also knows those that aren't. And he says, ye have not the love of God in you. They don't have a love for, they have a love for a God. Everybody talks about, oh, how I love Jesus. They love the Jesus of their imagination, but they don't love the Christ of Scripture. If they did, they would bow to him in repentance and lay at his feet. But you have not the love of God in you. And if you want to find out whether somebody knows anything of the love of God, preach the Christ of Scripture. You'll find out.
Kuti mulibe chikondi cha Mulungu mwainu nokha. Yesu akuoneka kuti akwadziwa iwowo. Akwadziwa ndi tiona kuti inuyo mmene mulilimo mulibe chikondi cha Mulungu. Koma anthu amene watu wafusa akuza ndi kuti oh, wanga malamulo atambe. We love the Lord. We love Jesus. I love Jehovah. How I love Jesus. Koma the Jesus they love ndi the A Jesus they love. Yesu wamngono. But not the scripture, only the Jesus of scriptures. I mean, Aliwa,
the same would be true of you or me. You know, I used to receive a lot of invitations to go places to preach because people hear that you're a preacher and they think, oh, could you come preach for us? They get all excited. But when you come and you preach the Christ of Scripture, we find the same thing. They receive you not. You know, I'm always surprised that they invite me the first time, but I'm really surprised if they ever invite me back. If they do, one of two things, they really didn't hear the first time, or the Lord truly is doing a work, and he's got some sheep there that he wants to hear. But this is not a popular message.
It is not, yeah, it is not.
Verse 43 at the end, if another shall come in his own name, him ye shall receive. They like popular preachers. They got, got people today, men that put up banners and posters, and they want, people will flock to hear them. They come in their own name. Natural man's going to run after those. But here you are, there in Lilongwe, the capital city of Malawi. And the Lord has raised you up to be a preacher of the gospel in that city. You don't go out putting up banners in your own name, but you're out. The people that come, they go to the market and they invite people to come here, but how many follow you? How many come to hear you? But all it takes is one person coming to town in his own name with a big name and everybody's out promoting him. It was that way in Christ's day.
Famous preacher, like
Brother James, you've got a church building. It's well located from what you tell me. You know, you picked the plot. You thought, okay, and I saw some pictures. I saw a big banner that you put out inviting people to come, what this congregation's all about. And for a while, there's some excitement and people are wondering and coming and checking. But a year later, has it really made a difference? The Lord's still going to... There you
go. We only have one person who has come in that place since we opened that church.
There you go.
Despite that banner.
There you go.
Being put outside the church every Sunday.
There you go.
We meet there every Sunday.
Yes.
But not even two, but we have got only one man who is still coming hearing the gospel.
There you go.
He has never been committed in his life yet, but we still have him.
There you go. See, a lot of times, the world says build a bigger building and put out programs and things, and men will come. Well, they will because it caters to men. But when you've got one message to preach, and that's Christ and Him crucified, unless it's God drawing Him, you don't need the building. You can be at the end of a dirt road, and the Lord's going to draw people to come hear of His Son. It was that way in Christ's day. It's the way it is in our day.
Mm, yeah. So zimena kulakula kuti munapeza malo munamanga mene mtalela kuti zimena kutumisa kuno zija poloni meje mwana uri pamalo pa kuno kwambi ndipo ndaona sokuti mumeka chibana panje chimoneka kuno kuno shomalekeza utenga ndi mene chesi ya kuchiri kuna zvozo kuti sichima bisika chimakango ya ndakagadi chesi yo kuti chimanga chanyuwani chibana chinezingire chasisa zotani wotani zitu pere kuti odi anthu akwera modani kuchali chifoo choona kuti chechi simala bwino chili pamsewo kwabwino pali bana yabwino anthu akwera mochuluka modani chechi chimene chocho then ndikumuwuza kuti kumvambira amene tsalalamala amene achawo munthu amene akubwera be kuchali chiko woti akadabwera tiyambira tembera manga ndi mmodzi yekha sindali mmodzi ndi mayiuja mayiuja anasi e ndiati ndi mmodzi yekha uja atinso mayiuja bambo chakuti yekha zina akazakesa amabwera. That's very fun. So, the muntu mmodzi yekha mmene amapangira.
It's the same here. If you looked at our location where our church building is, it's in a prime spot. In fact, people come and park their vehicles in our church parking lot to walk across. There's a park across the road. They go walking to exercise. There's a sign out there with scripture verses. And yet, they'll never seek to come in the door to find out what all's going on here and what's the preaching all about. But for that, we're not discouraged because we know the Lord is going to draw his sheep. But the reason they don't come, the sum of it's in verse 44. How can ye believe which what? Receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only. There's the problem. Eyes are on men and not on God, not on his son. You know, in works religion, it's very important that you recognize visitors and you thank them for coming as if they've done God a favor. Do you realize, since the Lord taught me the gospel, I've never recognized a visitor? I don't take that time from the pulpit. When we start, we start with prayer, we read scripture, we sing, get right to the message, and I'm not going to say, well, we're glad to have so many visitors here today. Why don't you stand up and tell us who you are? Men love recognition. That's why they go to these other places, because they get recognized. You know, if I could put one sign out in front of our church building, it would be everyone welcome, where everybody is nobody and Christ is all. That's what it would say.
I'm going to go to the church.
chimwapalibe kuti mnendoja makasi vesho pelosoni ndikabwera mchechi uyu ngaripata kashi kwakumanisira chekuti ndireme kunja kwachechi ndikadesireemba chikada kayona kuti muliona ndiri pabale nonse kumalonga ndikuno kumene aliyense sali kanthu koma yesu yekha ndi amene ali chilichonse
That's what Christ said. How can you believe which receive honor one of another? I'll have to close with this, but one time I was asked to read scripture at a funeral. And it was one of our members that her father had passed away, and his funeral was in another congregation that where the gospel wasn't preached. But she asked me if I would go and read the scriptures and make a comment. So I said I would. So I was on the program and they had me, she didn't tell them to do this, but they had me in the program as Reverend Ken Weimer. That bothered me greatly. In fact, I mentioned it when I got there. But when I got there, I noticed they had all these other people up on the platform and there was one empty seat, but I went and sat with the people and the preacher that was presiding got up and he said, if there's any other, he used that preacher tone. If there's any other preacher, minister of God present here in the congregation, we would ask you at this time to come up and take your place here on the platform. Well, I just sat there. I wasn't about to be recognized of men, but after two or three times, finally an usher comes from the back and he taps me on the shoulder. He says, they're waiting for you to go up and take your place. And I said, well, if you could tell them that I just prefer to sit here and that I'm not here for recognition. I'm here to read the word. But it was an offense. You see, that's the kind of thing that men like. They like to be honored. But there's only one to be honored in matters of salvation and worship. It's Christ alone.
Wina kwa mzake ndipo ulemu wochokera kwa Mulungu yekha simukufuna bango ndikumbusa tayi nake padali maliro pena pake kuno kwathu amene adachitika ndiye ine adandipempha kuna kuti ndikaverenge vesi imodzi yokutana ndi chitonthozera malirobo ndikufotokozera nthawi yochepa ndiyeno tiyenera kumalongere kucha tinakhala mala amene dakhalawo. Yeah, amene adali amapanga kudesiding amene adali ngati master wa ceremony amene amatsogolera mwambo wa maliro yokusana ndiye adakayambima pa malo akuwalengeza ati ngatalipo wina aliyense amene ali mtumiki wa Mulungu woti ali amalalikira kuteka wapachalichi pamene akuchokera abwere kuno kutsogolo ku platform kuli malo amene takusungira nene ngamba ndakhala bepe kufinira bili ndiye adabwerezanso kachiwiri ndiye adabwerezanso kachitatu.
This morning I was having this conversation with Brother Koulibaly. In fact, he's online listening right now from Ivory Coast. You remember he's the man that 30 years ago he was raised in the Muslim religion. And the Lord crossed his path and taught him of Christ. And now 30 years later, we've reconnected. But he was mentioning that as the Lord has used him and going from place to place, talking of Christ, witnessing of Christ in a very hostile environment. He's talking to Muslims. And yet I told him that he's going to face the same persecution, opposition from so-called Christian ministries, because they're all works religion. But he said that some people asked him where he got his pastoral training, and he was being kind. He told them of me and how the Lord had used me to preach the gospel to him. But I told him, I said, well, next time they ask, don't mention my name. Any pastoral teaching or school that we have to mention. You see, the word pastor means shepherd. That comes from Christ himself. I'm just a spokesman.
Yeah.
I'm just a voice. If we're not taught of Christ, yeah, we've not been taught. If the only voice men hear is mine, we're all in trouble. You know, our pastoral, if people ask, well, what's your pastoral training? Pastoral means shepherd. My shepherd training is from the sovereign shepherd, the great shepherd.
Yeah.
You know, the scripture speaks of the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. That's all we have to tell people. Taught of Christ in his word. But ye cannot believe because you receive honor from one another and seek not the honor that comes from God only.
Yeah.
The honor that comes from God only is Christ. He is the honor from God. And if he's ever revealed in our hearts, we'll not speak of anybody else but him. Now, Brother James, when your wife Ella makes you a nice big meal, but it's more than what you can eat at one setting, what do you do with the remainder of the food? Do you throw it out?
We don't throw out. We keep some for tomorrow or next time when the hunger strikes again.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do. I prepared more food than what we can eat. So I'm not going to throw it out, but Lord willing, we'll pick it up next time. Okay?
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
God bless you. We thank God for the teaching of this blessed day. And as I promised it, we will close our children this day, saving him from our book. And the one we chose to close the service, number 3, near the cross. Near the cross. Jesu mudilbe bafu mi nita. O meti. God, God.